Did you know that Jesus makes house calls? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. As often as you've heard me say that on Tuesday, do you know who I am quoting? I'm quoting from the first letter of St. Peter. So let's talk a moment about St. Peter before I tell you again to cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Now this is the St. Peter who denied three times that he knew Jesus. This is the St. Peter who ran off and wept bitterly. This is the St. Peter who was weak. And yet, after the resurrection, we have Peter who is strong. We have Peter who goes to his death for Jesus, who asks to be crucified upside down because he doesn't believe he's worthy to be crucified right side up like Jesus was crucified. Okay, so there's a dramatic change in St. Peter. He goes from a frightened, lying individual to being a rock, because Peter means rock. And it's in his letter after the resurrection, when he's showing his strength, the power that comes from the resurrection, that he writes, "Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you." Now, is he a liar? After the resurrection, is he a liar? No. He has come to realize in a way that all of us have to realize after we play God ourselves that only God is the one that we can trust, ultimately trust. So if you agree with me that St. Peter is not lying when he says, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you, then you can do that today. And you can do that with freedom. You can do that with confidence. There's a key word. With confidence, trust, that God will never give you more than you can handle. That the cross, and we each have a cross, that cross each one of us has to carry will never crush us. And then, believing that, even when life starts beating us up, we still have such peace and such realization that God is with us. Yeah, that's a lifetime journey, isn't it? That's why I say that every Tuesday on my radio program. Now, I often, when I'm talking to parents about teenagers, I often say to parents, you know, when your teenagers are listening, either in religious education class or if they go to a Catholic school, when they're listening during religious instructions, somebody reading the scripture, and this would be true of going to church on the weekend, you know what the scripture sounds like to them? It sounds like blah, 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 blah. When does the reality of the scripture really genuinely kick in? Well, that brings us to today's scripture passage. I am quoting now from Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Jesus says, "I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners." So I say, when we really need God in our life, then it's no longer blah, 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 blah. It is, "Come to me, all you who are weary." It is, "Father and I will come and make our home in you." It is forgiveness. Until we are able to admit that we're sinners, we don't really need God in our life. We're quite complacent. We're quite comfortable. We might go through religious movements, the motions, but to really think that we have this pathos, this desire, this passion, this intense need for God in our life, I don't think that really happens in a person's life, most people's lives, until they recognize that they're sinners. The founder of my community, St. Francis of Assisi, when he had his conversion, when he went from the playboy to a person who realized his own weakness, his own sinfulness, when he went from church to church crying, "Love is not love, love is not love," crying his eyes out until he damaged his eyes. That is what brings us about to say, I need Jesus in my life. He comes and he knocks on the door of our heart, and if we're quite complacent, we open the door and there's Jesus standing there, and Jesus, hi, I come for those who need a doctor. I have come for sinners. Can I help you? Well, if we don't think we're much of a sinner, we say, well, Jesus, I really don't need your help, but let me tell you about my mother-in-law. Let me tell you about the neighbor. Let me tell you about my boss. Let me tell you about my priest. Let me tell you about my in-laws. So dear listeners, will you let Jesus make a house call today? Now, you know why I opened the program with the question, do you know that Jesus makes house calls? Will you let Jesus come into your life? He's always knocking on the door of our heart. He's very respectful of our free will. He will not come into our heart unless invited. If you can't admit you're a sinner, then there's no urgency in your life to invite Jesus in. And yet Paul says very clearly in chapter 3 of his letter to the Romans, verse 23, we've all sinned. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, why do we sin? Do we sin because we think it's bad for us? No, we do this little mental gymnastic. We sin because we think it's good for us. The results of the original sin, right? That constant struggle in our life that Paul talks about also in Romans, his letter to the Romans, this time in chapter 7. He says, there's a war going on inside of me. I do the things I don't want to do and I don't do the things I want to do. You had to have sometime in your life, maybe right now, feeling that war going on inside of you. Yesterday, the title of my program was, The Road to Hell is Paved with Good Intentions. Why do we sin? We play God. We think we know better than God. We become very self-righteous. And you know how dangerous it is to become self-righteous. Did not Lucifer say to God, I will not serve? Well, and look what happened. He was cast into hell for all eternity. You see, sinners, genuine sinners, not make-believe sinners, not people who are scrupulous, not people who are just mouthing it because they think that's a thing every Christian should say, but genuine sinners know they need a doctor, know they need Jesus to come into their life. Those of you who are Catholic and listening, why do we go to confession? We go to confession so that we can hand over our sins and have this powerful, physical, audible experience, either the hands laid on your head, or sign of the cross made over you. I absolve you from all your sins. So how much do you need forgiven today? How much do you need forgiven today? You know, it's not uncommon for people to say to me, well, I don't go to confession. You know why I don't go to confession? Because all I do is confess the same old things. Well, thank God you're not branching out. But don't get complacent about the same old things. If you're gossiping, if you're a petty thief, if you're neglecting your family, if you have a foul mouth, if you're into internet pornography, these are serious matters. And you have to call upon the divine physician, Jesus Christ, to come into your life and to heal you and to forgive you. And if you're Catholic, take advantage of the powerful sacramental system that we have built from womb to tomb, those critical moments of our life where God is powerfully present through His church. Will you let God's Son in your life? If you're a regular listener, you know that on Fridays, I say on this program, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, you know what? That's just not meant for Friday. That's meant for today. Maybe you woke up today in a foul mood. Maybe you said something nasty to another member of your family. Maybe you were just throwing a gigantic pity party for yourself. You know, you need to ask for forgiveness. You need to say, Jesus, divine physician, I'm not healthy here in this area of my life. My spiritual life is in cardiac arrest. I need you to come into my life, Jesus. I need you to make a house call right now. I want to open the door of my heart to you, Jesus. I want you to come in and do some house cleaning. I want you to help me get rid of all the junk that keeps the light of Christ from shining in my life. I need you to come into my heart and help me to get rid of the baggage that stops me from handing my life over to you wholeheartedly. You know, ask Jesus to do that. Will Jesus do it? Yes. I'll repeat today's scripture. I did not come to call the virtuous. I've come to call sinners. He's eager to help you if you let him. Our prayer partners today are grandmothers. Grandmothers are a special blessing. I knew one of my grandmothers. I didn't know my father's mother. She died before I was born. Grandmothers, you know. And God bless them because many of them are raising their grandchildren today. If their son or daughter has left the child, or if their son and daughter is in prison, or is in some type of rehab program, grandmothers, they bring great wisdom. They can teach their grandchildren wonderful lessons. Sometimes they can just fuss over them, which gives the children a great sense of being loved and being special. So we ask God to bless grandmothers today. Today's food for thought. Kindness is the language that the dumb can speak and the deaf can hear. Isn't that beautiful? You know, kindness. No matter what language you speak, not what country you're visiting, kindness really is a wonderful language in itself. Don't forget to be kind. Today's small attempt to make you laugh. A man approaches his pastor one day and says, "Pastor, is it right for one man to profit from the mistake of another man?" The pastor said, "Absolutely not." And the man says, "Well, would you mind giving me the money I gave you last year when you married me?" Guess he thinks that was a mistake. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? Drop me a note. You can send me an email. Let me know that you listen to the program and if you find it helpful. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I faithfully take to prayer, where I storm heaven for you and for the people you're asking me to pray for. The life situations you find yourself in or these people are in that are very challenging. You want to get my newsletter, comes out 6 times a year, tells you where I'm preaching, it's also filled with inspiration and humor. Give me your address. If you can send me a check to help me keep my hospital growing and thriving and financially secure, that's the hospital I have in Oaxaca, Mexico for the very poor. Check, make it out to TASH, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.